This is the Carl DeMasi Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sports.
Sponsored by Optum Orthopedics.
You want to hear about your favorite local athlete, your favorite local team, your favorite local high school, middle school, Pop Warner football team, YMCA basketball team, City League. That's what it's all about. Let's talk about it. Let's let people know about it.
On ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
Savannah and the Low Country, and welcome to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here live on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM. Well, I'm glad you could join me. It's another beautiful Saturday here in Savannah, Georgia, but you know, it's a little cloudy. But it's always a beautiful day, you know, when you can go out and play golf any day of the year, and you just got to deal with those sand gnats. But once again, it's great to be here. We're here live every Saturday morning, and it's all brought to you by Optum Orthopedics. Remember, it's the same great place, just a new name. It used to be the Southeastern Orthopedic Center. Sorry. Yeah, the Southeastern Orthopedic Center. Now it's Optum Orthopedics right there, 210 East Grand Avenue, right here in beautiful Savannah, Georgia. Well, it's 69 degrees outside. It's going to get up to 80. You know, we're calling for a little rain, a little thunderstorms, but right now it's not raining, so hopefully you can get out there and do something. We got the Heritage, the RBC Heritage going over on Hilton Head. That's a big one here in Savannah, Georgia, and in Hilton Head, so cross the bridge, go check out some golf. We got, Jordan Spieth, the phenom from the Masters last week. I mean, ripped the course apart. Could have broke a record. Could have shot 19 under, but he missed that last punt. I'm a little nervous. But he finished 18 under, tied with Tiger Woods. And at 21, to win a Masters green jacket, that's pretty impressive. Lineup for today, always a good one. Always a good one. We'll start talking about local sports, local scores in a couple of seconds. But we got to set the lineup up. Play two games here. First game's from 9 to 10. The second game's till 10 until 11. In the first game, okay, we're in the first quarter right now. Second quarter, we'll talk to the Jog Father. Yes, the Jog Father, as he's coined by South Magazine, Robin Espinoza. He'll be live, well, he is live, at the Susan G. Komen for Cure 5K race downtown Savannah. Remember, Broughton Street's closed. There are a lot of streets closed downtown Savannah. So if you're a tourist and you listen to me, I thank you. But there are streets closed, so you got to watch out where you're going. This is the only race that the city of Savannah shuts down Broughton Street. Okay, the only race they shut down Broughton Street. So if you're going to go to Broughton Street, you're going to have to wait a while. He'll be up in the second quarter. We did a little pre-recorded segment telling us about the Susan G. Komen race for the Cure. And it's really one of the, you know, well-known or best-known races for the cure of breast cancer. There's over 150 races that are labeled the Susan G. Komen race for the cure, and it's right here in Savannah, Georgia. So that'll be the second quarter. And third quarter, we're going to talk to the man himself. He's our region secretary, represents the Savannah area at the Georgia High School State Association. He's the chairman of the reclassification committee. Well, Georgia High School just came down with a big, big rule about less contact during the football season and preseason. And, you know, I got to get this man on here because he knows more about it than me. He's also the president of the Greater Savannah Athletic Hall of Fame, which their banquet comes up May 6th. And that's the man, Earl Etheridge. And then we'll close out the first hour, go into the second hour, second game. We'll have our Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. This girl back in April signed a letter of intent to play soccer at Wake Forest. She's one of the best soccer players in the area. She was our Savannah Morning News Best of Preps Female Soccer Player of the Year last year. She's a senior this year. And that's Brianna Carney from Savannah Country Day. And then we'll finish it out with the new man on the job. He's roaming the sidelines. He's in the dugout at Grayson Stadium. He's the new man for the Savannah Sandnats, the manager, Jose Laguerre. So we got a good lineup going, and hopefully you can join us and pick out a segment you like. If you want to go to Facebook, go to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. You can see my lineup, and once again, it's going to be a great show today. All right, let's quickly go to the scoreboard. Okay, local scores, national scores. Well, we're all interested in the Atlanta Hawks. They finished first place. They had a three-game skid there at the end, but I think they were resting their starters. Okay, they finished in first place. They're the Eastern Conference champs. And the Atlanta Hawks take on the Brooklyn Nets. The Nets, okay? The Nets come in with a 38-44 record versus Atlanta's 60-22 record. It all starts tomorrow at 5:30 up there in the ATL. The Braves, big win last night. Johnny Gomes hit a pinch hit, tie-breaking home run in the eighth. Freddie Freeman added two-run shot. And the Atlanta Braves beat the Toronto Blue Jays 8-7 last night up there in the Sky Dome, or it's called now the Rogers Center, but it's the Sky Dome. Everybody knows where it is. Toronto, Ontario. Today, the Braves take to the field at 1:07. That's 7 minutes after 1 this afternoon. We'll have Mr. Wood on the mound taking on R.A. Dickey for the Toronto Blue Jays. Braves coming in the game a half game behind the Mets in second place. Savannah Sandnats lost a tough one last night. They're 3-5. They're 3-5 on the season. They fell to the Charleston River Dogs. You know, I guess you would call this a Subway Series as they're coining it, because the Nats and the Mets, the Charleston River Dogs and the Yankees, but it was a rainy, foggy, drizzly, soggy night there at Grayson Stadium. The Sandnats had a chance. They had the tying run aboard the 7th, 8th, and 9th inning. I was there to watch it, okay, but could not find someone to come up with a clutch hit to tie the game. The Nats take on the Charleston River Dogs tonight at 6:05. Get there. It's also fireworks night, Saturday night fireworks night. Okay, so get out there and enjoy the Sandnats tonight at 6:05. Other pro teams, Savannah Storm, our local semi-pro basketball team, lost last week to the Columbus Crusaders, 132-121. They're off this week. And Savannah Storm, our local indoor arena, or our arena football team, they won big last week. They beat Atlanta 54-6 right there in Richmond Hill. They travel to take on Atlanta tonight. College, okay, women's golf at Armstrong. The women's golf team is playing in the Peach Belt Conference Championship. The men's golf is doing the same thing. Baseball team's up at Georgia College. They were rained out last night. They're going to not make that up, but it's a doubleheader. Softball team's at North Georgia. Wow. And the men's tennis team's at Rollins College in Florida. So nothing going on at the campus of Armstrong State University. Savannah State's on the road. Baseball's at North Carolina Central University. Doubleheader today. And so is the ladies. Okay. They're also at North Carolina Central playing softball. SCAD, the women's golf team, is at the Sun Conference Championships in Florida. The men's and women's teams are in the finals at the Sun Conference Championships in Daytona, Florida. And the men's and track team, men's and women's tracks teams are at the TSC Track and Field Championships, also in Daytona, Florida. Okay, high school scoreboard. Savannah Christian in soccer beats Benedictine 5-1. The Red Raiders are 15-0-1. Okay, so Savannah Christian boys soccer team ranked third in the state, Class A, beat BC last night, Benedictine 5-1. Effingham County gets to the final. Their soccer team, the boys soccer team, they beat Thompson yesterday 7-0. They'll face off Coffee County on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock in the Palace in the Pines up there in Springfield. Windsor Forest all over Thompson, 8-1. In islands all over Toombs County to make it to the finals of the Region 1-3A. They beat Toombs County last night 7-0. The game will be Tuesday night at Optimus Field for the Region 3-1 championship. Both teams are ranked. Savannah Arts Academy against Islands and boys soccer. Girls soccer, Savannah Arts Academy beats Islands 4-1. Savannah Arts Academy goes to the championship. Islands will be playing for that third place seed on Tuesday. Site to be determined. Savannah Country Day beats Savannah Country Day and St. Vincent's play to a draw. It's a non-region game, so they don't play overtime. Our Athlete of the Week, Weatherington Chiropractic Athlete of the Week, Bree Carney, had a goal and assist. Okay, so it was a 2-2 tie with the Lady Hornets and the Lady Saints. Thursday, Richmond Hill Lady Wildcats finished the season 16-0. They beat Camden County 6-4. Nia Gordon, who also is a Division I soccer player, going to West Virginia, had a hat trick and holds the Wildcat school record with 48 goals on the season. Baseball, Savannah Christian beats Savannah Country Day 10-0. In golf last night, St. Vincent's beats Portal. St. Vincent's is the Region 2A champion. Former Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, Lily Payne leads the St. Vincent's Lady Saints in that golf match win. And on Thursday, the Savannah Arts Academy girls tennis beat Pierce County to win the Region 1 AAA title. So we'll get into the other stuff later on. We got PGA. We got Champions Tour. Don't forget, we got the Susan G. Komen for Cure race going on right now in Savannah, Georgia. Right now here in where I'm talking from. The race, the kiddies race started at 8 o'clock. The other races started at 8:15. Remember, it starts on Broughton Street, finishes on Broughton Street. So big party afterwards. We'll hear that from the Jog Father in a couple of minutes. Robert Espinosa telling us about what's going on with the Susan G. Komen for the Cure 5K race, and we'll line it up there. But remember, the show cannot happen without my sponsor, Optum Orthopedics. They got 25 of the best trained orthopedic surgeons in the area. Sorry, in the region. Let's start again. They have 25 of the finest and best-trained orthopedic surgeons in the region. They have a full-service outpatient surgery center, digital MRI, X-ray services, physical therapy, hand therapy, all in one convenient location. Optum Orthopedics is your best choice for comprehensive orthopedic care, and they support our local athletes and our local sports. And don't forget, they're doctor-led and patient-focused. The center is located at 210 Eastern Avenue, right here in lovely Savannah, Georgia. You can visit them on the World Wide Web at www.optum, O-P-T-I-M, optumhealth.com. Next up, we'll talk a little, I guess, jogging with the Jog Father. We'll talk about the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure, the 5K race that's going on right here in Savannah, Georgia, with Robert Espinosa of Fleet Feet Sports. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM. And remember, it's all brought to you by Optum Orthopedics. Remember, you also can listen to us now on an ESPN Radio app for your smartphone. Just go download it, and go to Savannah Hilton Head. Or TuneIn Radio app. Go to TuneIn, T-U-N-E-I-N, TuneIn Radio, and go to WSEG Savannah, Georgia. Or on the World Wide Web at ESPNCoastal.com.
To the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And I'm Carl DeMasi. I'm glad you could join me for the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM, all brought to you by Optum Orthopedics. Remember, they're doctor-led and patient-focused, and they get you back in the game. And I got to thank one of our new sponsors, Span Sports Bar and Club. Once again, great place to visit, great place to enjoy a night out with your friends, a lot of good promotions going on. Once again, thanks to Coach Anthony Dooley Bryan for coming on and supporting the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. Well, let me finish the scoreboard quick. We're going to get to our guest, too, but I left out a couple of things. On the PGA Tour, our own Savannian Brian Harman shoots a 6-under to make the cut. He was having trouble making the cuts the last five or six golf tournaments, PGA golf tournaments. And so he finishes at 2-under, makes the cut, but he's 10 strokes behind the leader, Troy Merritt, who shot 9-under yesterday. So Harman goes 6-under, Troy Merritt goes 9-under. All right, so we're excited about that. On the Champions Tour, up in the LATL, the Greater Gwinnett Championship at Sugarloaf Golf Course in Duluth, Georgia, Gene Sowers is 2-under. He's tied for 14th. He's only 2 strokes off the lead. And Mark Silvers withdrew during his first round because he had allergy problems in the El Bosque Mexico Championship in Leon, Mexico. Don't forget, we're going to go back to the Susan G. Komen race in a couple of seconds. So we got a lot going on. That's going on today, and that's what I got to talk about. The Susan G. Komen Race for Cure series is one of the world's largest and most successful fundraiser and education program about breast cancer, okay? The event raises significant funds and awareness for the breast cancer movement, celebrates breast cancer survivorship, and honor those who we have lost to the battle of this disease. The race is unique in the fact that 100% of the net proceeds are allocated to their mission, okay? But 75% stays right here in Savannah, Georgia. And, you know, it's a great race. There should be over 5,000 people involved. 5,000 people involved in a 5K race right here in Savannah, Georgia. It's a packed house. But there's no better man that knows about this race and about running in Savannah than Robert Espinosa from Fleet Feet Sports Savannah. He's the coordinator. He was there when this started 7 years ago, and he's got a lot to say about this race. So let's hear from Robin Espinoza about the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure.
The jog father has been coined by the South Magazine of all the running events here in Savannah, Georgia. I mean, if you want to find out any information, just stop by at Fleet Feet Sports on Waters Avenue. He's always here, or his employees can tell you what's going on. But, you know, another big event in here in Savannah, Georgia, another running event. I mean, there's so many to go on in Fleet Feet Savannah, and Robert Espinoza are behind, and we're talking about right now the Susan G. Komen race is going on for the Cure, and this is a pre-recorded because he's out there coordinating everything that's going on, but it's one of the largest and most successful, I guess, as they say, education and fundraising event for breast cancer, and it seems like a lot of races that go on, they're always supporting a good cause. And Robert, you know a lot about what's going on with these running races and the cause that they're going for. What makes the people come out for these races? Why are they so special?
Well, anytime people are trying to raise awareness for their particular cause, it becomes important to us as it is to them. Komen is a little special because it's nationwide, it's worldwide. I mean, you see it, you hear it. The National Football League celebrates it. The baseball, professional baseball celebrates it. You know, basketball. So everyone at some point is into what Komen is doing, and so we play our small part here in Savannah to help raise awareness. 75% of all the money stays local, and that's a good thing. We put on a little 5,000-person race, and we have a good time doing it.
Well, that was one of the goals as I was reading up on my information about it, that they want 5,000 participants, and they want to raise over $275,000. And like you said, 75% of that stays here. And that's what makes it so special for the community, and that's what the Susan G. Komen race does for the different races they have. And like you said, I think there are over 150 of these races worldwide. Why do you think this race has taken off so much, or the name coined, the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure? What makes it so special to certain people?
Well, I think everyone knows someone who has been diagnosed or has had to go through breast cancer, whether it's a sister or a mother, or in some cases there's males that go through breast cancer. So that's, I think, what makes it so special. They've done a great job promoting what they do. It's no kidding that it's a very powerful marketing machine, but it should be a very powerful marketing machine based on what they're trying to do. And eventually the goal is to never have to have another Race for the Cure again. But while we have to continue to do it, then we'll again help raise awareness here. It's close to me because my mother passed away from breast cancer. My sister is a double mastectomy survivor. So there's it's one of those things where you just know, ask anybody. I mean, I'm sure you know somebody, Carl. So
yes,
you just ask anybody and they'll tell you. All the causes are important, but when you think pink on this weekend, it just it becomes a little more special.
Well, I'm Carl DeMasi. I'm talking to Robert Espinoza, one of the coordinators of the Susan G. Komen Race for Cure right here in Savannah, Georgia. It's the seventh year, and if you want to find out more information, just go to fleetfeetsavannah.com, go to the events, and you can find all the information you want about the running events here in Savannah, Georgia, and specifically the one that's happening right now is the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. First of all, let's get into specifics. How far is the race? How is the money raised, registration, and all that? Let's start with how far the race is.
Yeah, that's a 5K, 3.1 miles, a lot of people, we have a survivor's trolley, so there are some people that are actually going through treatment right now that can't walk or run, so they get on a trolley, and it'll ride the one-mile course. So we actually have a one-mile walk area for the participants, so you can do either one. 96% of the people do the 5K, even the one-milers. When the event is so emotional, it has so much energy, that once it starts and you have all these people that say they're going to do 1 mile, when everybody turns down Whitaker, lots of times you see these people that can only go a mile say, I'm going to go the whole 3.1 miles. So it's pretty inspiring to see. It's just a fun event. We have a kids event that kicks off at 8 o'clock, and lots of people are involved in teams. There's church teams, there's corporate teams. The team thing has just been tremendous for this event, as it is for any Komen event. So there's a lot that goes on, and it's nice because I get to sit up on top of the stage. I get to play good music. I get to call out all these teams as they walk by, and No doubt it's very emotional for me, but at the same time, it's actually a really, really special experience. So we can, do what we can to see what we can do to get rid of this disease.
Once again, I'm talking to Robert Espinosa, coordinator of the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. As far as the funds go, I mean, how do they raise the money? I mean, is it part of a registration fee? Is it expensive, inexpensive? I mean, that's the whole purpose, to raise the money to cure our breast cancer.
Yeah, you would think a lot of it would come, 5,000 people times whatever it costs to get in, $25, $35, $45 as the expense, as registration goes up. But really, a lot of it comes from this little town called Savannah, where there's a lot of corporate donations. And, of course, there are major sponsors, New Balance and Ford and others. Memorial Health is the local presenting sponsor, so they play a huge role in what happens with this event. So as much as I would like to say it has a lot to do with the people that register, and it does, a lot of it has to do with everyone that comes out and supports it. They even have a thing called Sleeping for the Cure. So there's lots of people that register that don't even show up. They get a race number, but they don't really care about walking 3.1 miles. They just want to donate money to the event. So
once again, I'm talking to Robert Espinosa, coordinator of the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. What is your exact title, by the way?
Well, now I'm the race director. When we first started this event 7 years ago, when we kicked it off, I did everything. We did. It was me and Joanne Cooten and Sue Adler, and we did everything from A to Z. But now, after a few years, they got it down. So I handle everything that happens on race day. I make sure that the police are talked to and contacted, and that everybody's moving in the right direction. But everything else you see, there is an army of beautiful women with beautiful souls and very talented men with great, beautiful souls that help put this event on. And it's just it's fun to see. So the pressure is really off me, other than I want everybody to have a good time, whether they walk a mile or they walk 3.1 miles.
Well, he's called the Jog Father. He's been coined by the South Magazine because of he's involved in every running event in this city, and he brings so much to the city with these events. And now he's just the coordinator, which is nice. So he sits back and relaxes a little. But as far as I can't do the 5K. I can't get on a trolley. They also need a lot of volunteers, don't they? Or they have a lot of volunteers involved.
Yeah, they do have a lot of volunteers involved, and they always can use volunteers. So if you didn't volunteer this year, then take a shot at it next year. They have over 2,000 volunteers that come out.
Wow.
For this event, and they want everybody gets taken care of really well, and that's what this event is all about. So you don't necessarily have to be a runner, a jogger, or a walker to have impact with any running event. You've seen Rock and Roll, Carl.
Oh, yeah.
The thousands and thousands of volunteers it takes to put that on. So without our volunteers, none of this would even happen. So we're thankful for all of them.
Well, this has a special place in everybody's heart. You might be running for, like you said, for your mother, for your sister, your aunt, your uncle, a coworker, somebody that a friend. So, the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure is a big deal all over the United States, all over the world, and we're doing it here in Savannah, Georgia, like we do every year. Now, as far as the race, 3.1 miles, where's it going? So people have an idea if they're listening in their car, they want to get involved, get in the mix of the runners, but exactly the race, where it starts, where it ends, and like usually, there's always a party after these races, right?
Yeah, big party for this one afterwards. Lots of music and lots of good food. And Kroger's going to be there with a giant semi-truck full of food. So
nice.
It's going to be really nice. So, yeah, that's a great question. It's one of the it's the only race that starts on Broughton.
Right.
So the police and the city allow us to shut down Broughton Street.
It's the only one that starts on Broughton,
yep,
with all the races we have?
And so they allow us to shut it down. And starts on Broughton and goes down Whitaker, runs past Forsyth Park, goes down Abercorn, comes up Haversham, and eventually makes its way around Ellis Square, where there'll be a Love Loop this year. And the Love Loop is where you can put a copy of a picture of someone that is either fighting breast cancer or someone that you want to honor. So all the participants will be running around that Love Loop. And then it finishes right on the corner of Broughton and Barnard. And you go right into the party, and you're done. It's a really amazing event because it's the only event you'll see where all in one day or all in one morning, you'll smile, you'll laugh, you'll cry. Every emotion you'll go through, but in the end, what you've known you've done is you've done a good deed, and you're helping contribute to trying to wipe out cancer.
Well, like I said, I'm talking to Robert Espinoza, the coordinator of the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure here in Savannah, Georgia. It's April 18th, starts at 8 o'clock, kids run, a lot of things going on, and they're planning to have over 5,000 participants going down Broughton Street, and like I said, they're looking to raise $275,000, and we're coming to the end of the interview right here, Robert, and I know you got something special, the fabulous 14-run series. Sponsored by Adidas. I mean, we're almost halfway there, and I came in, I said, well, we're going to run the Savannah Mile. No, we still got one more go before that. So tell us how that's working out, and if people don't know what the Fabulous 14-run series is all about.
Yeah, Fabulous 14 is the extension of last year's Lucky 13.
Lucky 13.
We just added one more event. The Azalea Run is coming up next. We have a record number of people in it. As soon as we get done with the Azalea Run, every participant who's still going is going to get a gift from Adidas and from Fleet Feet, and they're all working towards the Bridge Run, where they'll all receive a hoodie that will say Fab 14 on it and that kind of thing. So we're almost halfway throughout the Azalea Run, then we'll go to the Savannah Mile, and then we'll move on to other events, cross country, of course, which I know big high school event that you like to talk about. And then we'll be done, and we'll see what we come up with next year. But Fab 14 did really well. Actually, most running events, most running series don't usually increase after the first year. They usually decrease because people say, well, you know, I'm not sure I want to. But we put such a challenge out to people that we increased by quite a bit. We're really happy about it. Savannah continues to run and jog and walk, and as long as we keep people moving, we're happy.
Well, it's always, you know, it always seems like it's very successful because all the people out there running and jogging and getting involved. And like I said, I like to do this on every show. I tell you what running event starts that morning, so you know where you go, where it heads up. But this one I had to get a story on because it's something special. Like you said, I've had coworkers, I've had aunts that have died from breast cancer, and it's just something special. Well, Robert, always a pleasure. Keep us running. You are the jog father. Another great job.
Yeah, thank you, Carl. Thanks for everything you do. It's incredible. We couldn't get the word out without people like you, and just keep us up to date on sports. We love to hear it.
Well, I appreciate it. That's Robert Espinoza. And don't forget, go to Fleet Feet Savannah or FleetFeetSavannah.com. FleetFeetSavannah.com. You'll get all the information on all the running events that are coming on. And once again, it's a big event here every Saturday with a running event. Once again, another great job by Robert Espinoza of Fleet Feet Sports in Savannah, right there on Waters Avenue, right past Daffin Park. And, I mean, he does a great job. He's coordinating the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure today, and it's such a great event. And from what I understand, it's a packed house. So once again, we got to applaud all the local organizations that support races for special causes because, you know, it goes to somebody near and dear to us. Well, next up, we're going to talk a little high school football, high school reclassification, and the greatest Savannah Athletic Hall of Fame with Earl Etheridge, the region secretary from our area for Georgia High School and the president of the greatest Savannah Athletic Hall of Fame. You're listening to the Carl Tomasi Sports Report, brought to you by Optimal Orthopedics right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM.
For over half a century, when it comes to uniforms, sporting goods, and trophies, Thompson's is Savannah's choice. From cleats to caps, Thompson's has you covered with the biggest name brands, Nike, Under Armour, Easton, and dozens more. At locally owned Thompson's Sporting Goods and Trophies, everyone's a winner. With the best prices on the best gear from the best names. Right now, buy a pair of cleats and get a t-shirt free. Look for Thompson's right behind Sears in the Oglethorpe Mall in the old Russell's location. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, and Saturday, 10 to 4, Thompson's Sporting Goods and Trophies.
And now, back to the Carl Tomasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. I'm Carl DeMasi. I'm glad you can join me every Saturday morning right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM. And it's all brought to you by Optum Orthopedics. Well, we had a lot of news this week. A lot of meetings going up. Meetings this week going up at the Georgia High School State Association office. And we got a man that has been our region secretary. He's president of the football committee. He's president of the classification committee. He's the chairperson of the officials. He's the president of the Greatest Savannah Athletic Hall of Fame, and he runs our city sports program. So I don't know how he's doing it, but he's joining us now on the ESPN Radio Savannah Boost Mobile Hotline. Remember, get Boost Mobile, be heard, is a good friend of mine, good guy, Earl Etheridge. Good morning, Earl.
How you doing today, sir?
Hey, it's Saturday morning. I'm talking local sports, and, a big whirlwind came down from your meeting is now that Georgia High School State Association is restricting full contact in football practice. So let's get into the specifics. There are five other states that are doing this. What made the Georgia High School State Association come up with this plan to stick with less contact?
This is coming out of the National Federation High School. But we've been meeting on it for a year, year and a half, and different states are becoming more proactive, and we have one lawsuit in the state of Illinois. So we felt like that following up on the heat acclimation that we would get into the lack of the amount of live hits that young people are taking. And so we came up with we picked up off of the National Federation, and we met with those people and the recommendations. So we came up with some ideas that we think that will decrease the concussions. And if we can just do it a little bit, we're ahead of the game, and we're concerned about it. And we have we broke it down into a situation to where you got preseason, and you have a total of 135 minutes in preseason. You cannot practice live contact more than 2 days in a row. And if you do go out and go, you can go 45 minutes at a time. And then and when you get to just before you start your season, we decrease that 135 to 90, and then you can have three practices a week. And then you never can have more than two consecutive days, and then it's 30 minutes and then 90, and then the big thing about it is now air, and air is when you run a drill and nobody's making contact. Bags are when you're running a drill and you're hitting bags. And then you've got contact, but it can be a contact, controlled contact, where when you hit something, you stop. And then we're just trying to stay in, and then thud and live action and full contact is one of those things where we're going to have to meet and answer questions for coaches that want to turn it a certain way and what they can't do. But the biggest thing about it is that we want to make sure that there's a trainer out there and somebody's taking a record. And the rules say that you've got to keep your practice schedule for at least 1 year. And if you fail to follow that guideline that we've set forth, the penalty could be rough on people. And it won't be your fellow coach that turns you in. It'll be the parents that you coach. So people need to be aware of it. And I know that the first fine would be $500 to $2,500. And the second fine could be that you would not be allowed to play in the state playoff. But we're serious about it, and we're just hoping that we can solve it. Now, there's going to be a lot of questions, and a lot of coaches are sitting down and trying to figure out what they can do and what they can't do.
Well, I'm talking to Earl Etheridge, the region secretary that represents our area schools up the Georgia High School State Association, and he was on that limiting the contact due to the big issue of concussions and kids getting hurt in football, which is a great rule. But Earl, you being a former football coach, me being a former football coach, you can control the contact. And I can tell you right now, and I like to go back to find my records, but in the 2 years over at St. Andrews and the 5 years over at Groves High School, I think I had a total of maybe 3 to 5 concussions. And it usually happened during practice, not games. So I give my hats off to Georgia High School for going with this rule.
Yeah, I think that back when I coached, we probably had more problems in practice than you do in games, and we're just becoming a little more aware of it. Now, what we did try to do to help where you play your JV games, we're going to allow you to play a total of 28 quarters a year. and it used to be seven games at four quarters. So we're going to allow you to play, four teams can meet and play a half as long as you never exceed the 28 quarters. So that would limit the small schools where you play on Thursday and come back and play on varsity games, so they wouldn't, and you're allowed to have six quarters a week anyhow. So if they played two on Thursday, they still would have the contingents of four to play on it, and we just think that we would be decreasing it, but we would give those small schools an opportunity to play those people without abusing their number of hits.
All right, well, we're running up to a commercial break here, so we got about 2 or 3 minutes, and I'm going to drop classification because there's nothing really out there that people want to hear. But, I mean, you're in charge of one of probably the most, I think, special organizations here in Savannah, Georgia, and that's the Greater Savannah Athletic Hall of Fame. You got the banquet coming up. Tell us about that. What's going on in May?
Well, we got some great individuals to be inducted on May the 4th. We have some people. We'll have four athletes, and then we'll have two citation winners, and we have at least four sports of young ladies and four sports of young men that we honor, as well as this is the second year that we give a scholarship, a $3,000 scholarship to a young man or young lady. And they go through a process that we're really proud of, that we're giving back to our community and our youth. But it will be a big occasion, and there's some great athletes of the past will be there. And if you haven't gotten a ticket, you can buy one. If you come to out here at my office at Paulson and pick it up, it's $25. But it's a great thing for people of yesterday, but at the same time, we're trying to make sure that we reward those young people that are playing today.
I'm talking to Earl Etheridge, the secretary or the region secretary for our area from the Georgia High School State Association. He also is the committee chairman on reclassification, which goes into effect after next year. And then, of course, he's the chairman of the Football and Officials Committee. And he's also the president of the Greater Savannah Athletic Hall of Fame and former head coach at Windsor Forest. Does a great job at the city sports. I got to ask you one question, sir. How do you find time to do all this?
I don't know that I do sometimes, but it's one of those things that all of it is sort of intertwined to be part of the same thing. But I guess you try to give back to what somebody gave you years ago.
And I know you love what you do, Earl, and it's always a pleasure talking to you. And I know we can go on for about another hour on all these other topics, but once again, I thank you for taking the time to come on. And once again, if anybody has any problems or what's going on with the rules, with the contact rules for football at Georgia High School, or you need tickets to the Greater Savannah Athletic Hall of Fame, just stop by Paulson Softball Complex and ask for Earl.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good one, Earl. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Once again, Earl Etheridge, okay, he's got many titles. He's the president of the Greater Savannah Athletic Hall of Fame, which their banquet is May 4th. If you want tickets, it's a great event to go to. Just stop by Paulson Softball Complex. Paulson Stadium is Georgia Southern. They're doing their blue-white game today. Paulson Softball Complex right there on Skidaway, and he'll help you out. Also, he's the area rep for the Georgia High School State Association. We just got new contact rules. I'll go over them later on. And, of course, reclassification rules will come up after next season's slate of sports and schedule. So, once again, thank you to Earl Etheridge. Next up, we'll wrap up the first hour. I mean, it goes by too quick. And hopefully I'll have 3 or 4 minutes to do that. But, once again, you're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, brought to you by Optum Orthopedics, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM. And it's all on ESPNCoastal.com.
Calvary Day School. We want our students to be fully equipped on the cutting edge of academics, making a difference in our world. Your child will grow academically, physically, socially, and spiritually. At Calvary, it's so good to be able to say we are one school with one mission and one vision. Faith, academics, excellence, building champions through Christ. Calvary Day School. We would consider it a privilege to meet with your family personally. Call Kim Rice, Director of Admissions, at 351-2299. And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And I'm Carl DeMasi, and welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM. And remember, it's all brought to you by Optum Orthopedics. And I got to send a big shout-out for a couple more people that are sponsoring the show, Calvary Day School Athletics, Chad Griffin. Great for him to join on, and you just heard that Calvary commercial. And I can't forget about our local and family-owned own sports store. It's not a major chain, and once again, that's Thompson Sporting Goods for coming on and supporting our local athletes and our local sports scene. And once again, two great organizations besides Optimal Orthopedics and Dr. Bart Weatherington. Thank you for supporting our local sports and our local athletes, because that's what it's all about. Once again, very quickly, this segment's going to end quick. I just got to throw out a key point here. I guess this would be Coach Carl's Corner, okay? Savannah Sandnats, okay? I know everybody's wondering what's going on, but I'm telling you right now, whether they're staying or leaving, I'm still supporting the Savannah Sandnats. And, you know, this thing that, you know, the city doesn't want to put up a new stadium or anything like that, we don't know if they're going yet. Nothing's been officially said. And we've had two good turnouts for the first two home games of the year. It's family-friendly. And you know what? You know, these people ripping apart the city and everybody else. I mean, we've only played 8 games this season? Come on, people. Get out there and support the Sandnats. It's our only local professionally sports team, and they do a great job out there. John Katz and the crew, Jeff Berger. I mean, give them a break. We're seeing the young stars of Major League Baseball here right in Savannah, Georgia. Some of the greats have walked the field out there at historic Grayson Stadium. Whether it's over or not, who knows? As of right now, we don't have an official word that the Sandnats are leaving. And it has not come from the city. So please, people, get out there and support the Sandnats. Great. I spent four or five innings out there last night just watching families, watching the game. It was a great time. So get out there and support our Sandnats. And we'll talk to Jose Laguerre, the head coach, the manager in the second hour, along with the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, Bree Carney from Savannah Country Day. A lot of local sports going on. Brian Harmon over at the Masters. That was last week. Over at the Heritage. Got himself back in the game by shooting 6-under. Great. And Gene Sowers up there in Atlanta in the championship tour. Only 2 shots off the lead. Once again, you're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM. It's all brought to you by Optum Orthopedics. Remember, they're doctor-led and patient-focused, and they get you back into your game. A lot coming up in the second hour. Glad you could join me in the first hour. Thank to Earl Etheridge. Thank you to Robin Espinoza for coming on and talking local sports. We'll be right back after this. And remember, it's the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah.
This has been the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3. ESPN Radio for Savannah and the Lowcountry. ESPN Radio 1400 and 104.3 WSEG Savannah. This is the Carl DeMasi Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sports.
Sponsored by Optum Orthopedics.
You want to hear about your favorite local athlete, your favorite local team, your favorite local high school, middle school, Pop Warner football team, YMCA basketball team, City League. That's what it's all about. Let's talk about it. Let's let people know about it.
On ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, hour number 2, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM. And remember, you can listen to us on or at ESPNCoastal.com on the internet, or you can listen to us on your smartphone at download the ESPN radio app, go to Savannah Hilton Head, or download the TuneIn radio app, TuneIn, T-U-N-E-I-N, TuneIn radio app, go to WSEG Sports Talk Savannah, and you can hear the show, you can hear our show every week, you hear our daily show from 3 to 6, anywhere you are now, right here on the worldwide internet, so worldwide web as it's called. But I'm Carl DeMasi, I'm glad you could join me. Hour number one went by. We talked to Earl Etheridge, the Georgia High School State Association region area rep here. We talked about the new contact, football contact rule. We talked to Robert Espinoza, who's down coordinating the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure 5K run. And there's a big party going on downtown afterwards. As of right now, I know Broughton Street might be closed because it's the only race here in Savannah, Georgia that they closed down Broughton Street. And, you know, it's just a great cause. Coming up in this hour, or as I like to say, my second game, after I get through with all the local scores and sports news, we'll talk to the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, Savannah Country Day's soccer player, senior Bree Carney, having a great season. Savannah Country Day is having a great season. They're in the playoffs again, so we got to be excited about the Lady Hornets. Great basketball run, and she is a basketball player, so she's catching up to all her teammates. I didn't realize that. I was trying to find her stats, and I'm saying she's only played 10 games, and I forgot that she's the point guard of the basketball team that made it to the Final Four. So, you know what? Those things happen, but she has signed a national letter of intent to play soccer at Wake Forest, big-time ACC Division I school. We'll find out why she chose Wake Forest. And then we'll finish out. And like I said, I ended the first hour. Savannah Sandnats, I'm supporting them. I was there last night for four innings. Great game. Couldn't pull it out, but we're going to talk to the new man that's running the show this year, and that's the Savannah Sandnats manager, Jose Laguerre. So let's go to the scoreboard right away. Don't forget tomorrow at 5:30 up there in the Phillips Arena, our Atlanta Hawks, who finished in first place in the Eastern Conference, take on the Brooklyn Nets. And the Nets finished at 38-44. We beat them four straight games. Well, not we, but the Atlanta Hawks beat them four straight this year. So it should be pretty exciting. Once again, the NBA playoffs and our Atlanta Hawks, who had their best season since 1994, will start their run for hopefully an NBA championship. The Braves are 7-3. They're second place, behind half a game behind the Mets. They came back with a pinch hit home run from Johnny Gomes. Sorry, it was the tie-breaking home run in the eighth inning. Freddie Freeman added a two-run shot, and the Braves beat the Toronto Blue Jays 8-7 up there in Rogers Center. It's still the Sky Dome, but they call it the Rogers Center now. Today, Alex Wood takes on R.A. Dickey at 107, and I guess you can watch that on Sports South or Turner Broadcasting, okay? Savannah Sandnats, tough one last night. Their record is now 3-5. They fell to the Charleston River Dogs 4-3 in a consistent, rainy, soggy, drizzly night. They had their chances, though, and I was there. They had their chances in the 7th and 8th and 9th inning to score the tying run, but couldn't come up with the big hit. Slow down, coach. The Savannah Sandnats take on the Charleston River Dogs tonight at 6:05. Remember, it's Saturday night fireworks, so get out there and enjoy. It's family friendly. It's a great place to bring your family, a lot of fun. Get out there and support the Savannah Sandnats. And our other pro teams, we have a semi-pro basketball team, we have a semi-pro football team. The Savannah Storm, our basketball team, lost last week to the Columbus Crusaders. They're 1-2 on the season. They lost 132-121. They're off this week. They play all their home games at Windsor Forest High School, the new gym over there at Windsor Forest High School. And the Savannah Steam, our semi-pro football, arena football team, they're off to a 2-1 start. They had a big win last week versus Atlanta right over there in Richmond Hill. They beat the Atlanta Sharks, 54-6, and they travel up to take Atlanta on tonight. College, Armstrong State, they're all away today. The golf and the men's golf are at the Peach Belt Conference Championships. Baseball's at Georgia College. Softball's at North Georgia. And tennis is at Rollins. Savannah State is also on the road. The baseball team and the softball team are both at North Carolina Central University, which is in Durham, North Carolina. And SCAD, once again, they're all out of the city, so there's no college games here in the city. SCAD's women's golf team is at the Sun Conference Championships in Lake Worth, Florida. The men's and women's tennis team and the men's and women's track team are all at the Sun Conference Championships in Daytona Beach, Florida. On the scoreboard, soccer, Savannah Christian boys 5, Benedictine 1. The Savannah Christian boys are 15-0-1. They got one game left to finish and remain undefeated. It's pretty exciting. So, I mean, great job over there. Red Raiders, Dave Osborne, 5-1 over to BC last night. 15-0-1. FEM. The boys' soccer team beats Thompson last night 7-0. They'll be playing in the region finals, and they'll host Tuesday night up there in Springfield at the Palace in the Pines. It's schools all around pine trees, so we call it the Palace in the Pines. FEM County is 14-3 on the season, boys' soccer. They will face Coffee County. Windsor Forest boys, 8-1 over Thompson. Islands High School boys, 7-0 over Toombs County High School. Savannah Arts Academy won the night before. Boys, they're both ranked. Savannah Arts Academy is number 3. Islands is ranked number 6 in AAA. This will be for the region championship Tuesday night at Optimus Field at 7 o'clock. Islands High School boys taking on Savannah Arts Academy boys for the region title. Savannah Country Day 2, St. Vincent's 2, and girls soccer. And when you play a non-region game, if it ends in a tie, no shootout, no 2 5-minute overtime periods. Bree Carney had a goal. Emma Holsklaw had a goal. St. Vincent, Sarah Stewart, who's scored like 40-something goals, she had a goal. So great game, 2-2 game. St. Vincent's finishes 12-4-2. Country Day finishes 9-5-1. They both start their state playoff runs. I think it's in 2 weeks, not a week and a half. So once again, Richmond Hill. The girls, the Wildcats, beat Camden County last night 6-4. They are 16-0. And I got to send out a shout-out to Nia Gordon. Okay, she has scored her 48th goal last night. She breaks the school record. So Nia Gordon, and she's also signed a letter of intent to go play Division I soccer at West Virginia, the Mountaineers. So in girls soccer also, Savannah Arts Academy beats Islands 4-1. Savannah Arts Academy moves on to the championship. They'll play 5 o'clock before the boys' game at 7 o'clock, opponent to be announced. I don't know if Pierce County beat Southeast Bullock last night. Savannah Arts Academy girls are 14-3. They're ranked 30. They're ranked 8th in 3A classification. Baseball, Savannah Christian all over country day, 10-0. Josh Shamley throws a two-hitter. From Thursday night, St. Vincent's Golf beats Portal 90-93. So the lowest score you win in golf. And former Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, Lily Payne, was the low medalist for the Lady Saints. Also on Thursday, the Savannah Arts Academy girls tennis team beat Pierce County for the Region 1 3A title. They're ranked, I think, 3rd in the state. The Panthers will be a number 1 seed when the state playoffs begin next week, like I said, with the soccer. PGA Tour, Brian Harman makes the cut. He's had a tough time last 5 out of 6 PGA matches, but he makes the cut. He shoots a 6-under-65 yesterday, and he makes the cut, so he'll be playing Saturday and Sunday. But get a load of this. He still trails the leader by 10 strokes because Troy Merritt went out yesterday and shot 9-under at the Heritage. So Brian Harman shoots 6-under. Troy Merritt shoots 9-under. So Troy Merritt is 12-under par at the RBC Heritage over there on Hilton Head Island. In the Champions Tour, Gene Sowers, our own Gene Sowers, is tied for 14th, 2 shots under, but he's 2 shots off the league. And the web.com Tour, Mark Silvers, another Savannah Country Day star, withdrew during the round because of an injury, so he did not finish out the web.com Tour in Mexico. Don't forget running events. Susan G. Komen for the Cure is going on right now downtown Savannah. It's all over. It started on Broad Street. Make sure you're aware. Streets will be closed. And once again, it's a big event. They got over 5,000 participants. And Robin Espinosa, who was in the first hour, is out there coordinate the whole thing from Fleet Feet Savannah. Once again, this show cannot be possible without 25 of the finest and best-trained orthopedic surgeons in the region, full-service outpatient surgery center, digital MRI, x-ray services, and physical therapy all in one convenient location. Optimal Orthopedics is your best choice for comprehensive orthopedic care. And remember, they support our local athletes and our local sports. And remember, they're doctor-led and patient-focused. The center is located at 210 East Durant Avenue, right here in beautiful Savannah, Georgia. Or you can visit them on the World Wide Web at optimhealth.com. Next up, the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week from Savannah Country Day Soccer. And that's, of course, Senior. Just signed a national letter of intent to go to Wake Forest. Bree Carney, you're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM. And you can listen to it all on ESPNCoastal.com.
Georgia Bulldog legend Frank Sinkwich, the 1942 Heisman Trophy winner and an Ohio native, once said that if he would have known what the South was like as a child, he would have crawled down here on his hands and knees. Fortunately for the Southern College football fanatic, the latest news and insight is just a couple of clicks away. SouthernPigskin.com provides powerful perspective on the sport that defines a region. From interviews with the biggest names in the business to on-site game coverage and innovative social networking engagement, SouthernPigskin.com sets the tone for how football is watched down here. And down here, there is no off-season. Every day is game day on SouthernPigskin.com. Visit SouthernPigskin.com, a member of the USA Today Sports Media Group, to see country music star Rodney Atkins' game picks. Check out the hottie of the month or join in on the message board fun. SouthernPigskin.com. Born and raised.
Yeah, there's other sports bars in Savannah, but only Spans has soul. Because Spans is more than a sports bar. With the best Southern soul food in the Lowcountry. Dine in or take out. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, and late night. Check out the Lowcountry Boil every Wednesday and happy hour 5 to 8. And Spans turns up when the sun goes down. With dancing all night long. Spans is a sports bar, a restaurant, and a club. At 530 MLK Boulevard, 7 days a week. And oh yeah, Spans caters too. So remember, Spans is more than a sports bar. Because Spans has soul.
And now back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah, AM 1400 at 104.3 FM. And it's all brought to you by Optum Orthopedics. Well, joining me now in the brand new ESPN Radio studio in the Savannah Mall, this young lady has been a phenom on, well, me personally, she's done a number to me on the basketball court, but I'm glad I don't have to coach her against her in soccer. But she's a standout soccer player. She was last year's Savannah Morning News Player of the Year, Female Player of the Year for the Best of Preps. I mean, her coach said it perfectly last year in the little article, and I think Bree is the heart and soul of the team, kind of the engine we have. Her game is fantastic. She can drive at players with the ball at her feet, and it's very difficult to defend. She's also like that on a basketball court. That draws everybody to her, and if she can't beat them off the dribble, she creates space for others. It's great. It gets more people involved in a game. And she's got 22 goals in 10 games, 9 assists. I mean, she's been all region for the last 3 years. And when she signed that scholarship a couple of weeks ago to go play at Wake Forest, I had to get her into the studio. And that's why she is this week's Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, Savannah Country Days soccer player, senior Bree Carney. Good morning, Bree.
Good morning.
How's it going?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, you know, I'm doing great, and it's fun to have you in here. And that's what makes the show a lot of fun, talking to the kids like you. And you know, I've watched you grow from a small little ninth grader who had no fear on the basketball court. I never got to see you play soccer, which I do apologize, but I bet you your soccer skills are even more than your basketball skills. And sorry, Coach Parker, but she's going out to Wake Forest on a soccer scholarship. But once again, congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, soccer, okay, basketball, we'll talk about that later on, but soccer, I mean, you know, great sport. We got a lot of kids playing soccer in this area. How did you get involved playing soccer?
I started when I was about 4 or 5 years old. We actually lived up in Indianapolis. My dad was working up there. And so I started off just a little rec league. And then we moved down here. And actually my first season here, I played with my current teammate, Emma Holtzkla. We had a really good team when we were younger. And then from there, I just kind of, all of us on that team progressed into playing club soccer, and then just from there, I've just, you know, kept going with that.
Well, it seems like, you know, all you girls, I mean, same thing with basketball. You all played basketball together. You all played soccer together. So, I mean, that team chemistry had to be there. And, I mean, soccer, it's a very, very aerobic sport. You got to be well conditioned, but I mean, your coach said you're either like to give the ball to your teammates, you like to score, you also play in the midfield, so you have to go back and forth. I mean, what do you like so much about the sport of soccer?
It's just so much fun. Like, I can't even explain how much fun I'm having at every moment in the game. It doesn't matter what's happening, even if we're at practice, I'm just always having a ton of fun. And I feel like it's one of those, it's not like a set thing is going to happen. It's not like basketball where you have plays or in football where you have plays. It's like there's just so much that could happen at any given moment, and you just have to be able to react. And I just love how open the game is and how much you can do with the ball. And, like, I don't know, it's just so much fun to me, and I've never had a bad had a poor time playing soccer.
Well, it's pretty amazing. I'm Carl DeMasi. I'm in studio, and we're talking to the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, Savannah Country Day soccer star, senior Bree Carney, last year's Best of Preps Female Soccer Player of the Year, 28 goals last year. She's at 22 this year. We still got playoffs to go. So you're a scorer. You have 9 assists. You got a lot of assists last year. What do you think Bree Carney's best soccer skill is? Is it assisting or seeing the field or playing defense or scoring goals? What's your best skill?
Well, in the high school game, I do a lot more scoring than I do in my club team. For my club team, I usually play attacking center mid, and we have a really strong forward. So my club team, I'm more of the assister. I get her the ball a lot. But then for club, I do a little bit more scoring. So it's kind of a balance between the two teams I'm on. But I would say my best skill is my field vision and being able to see the passes that some other players might not see.
Well, you know, I mean, you're doing a great job, and, you know, your team every year is consistently in the state playoffs. Now, going into the season, okay, last year you had 28 goals. Last year you were the soccer player of the year. Did you have any personal goals, or just to go out there and have fun?
Personally, I wanted to just be the player that my teammates could go to when it's the game's getting tough and it's crunch time. I want to be the player that, you know, can make it happen and make the big plays. And I'm just keep working towards that and, you know, being able to come through when everybody needs me to.
Nice, nice. And, you know, usually when you talk to some athletes, it's scoring 100 points or 1,000 points in basketball or 100 goals. Nice that, you know, your goal was to help your teammates out and someone they can go to. Great, great concept. Once again, I'm Carl DeMasi. I'm talking to Bree Carney, soccer player from Savannah Country Day. She's this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. Now, as far as the team goes, you guys are consistently making the state playoffs. You've made it every year since you've been a freshman. Well, team goals. What were the team goals this year?
Team goals were to win a state championship, because we came one game short last year. We lost to Pace, I think it's Pace Academy, last year in the Final Four. They've actually moved up to AA this year. They're a really good soccer team. So our goal is just to do better than we did last year and make it get a state championship ring.
Well, I mean, you got your your goal set. You guys are what, in second place right now?
Yes, sir.
Savannah Christian's been on a roll this year, boys and girls. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with you guys, it goes in cycles. One year it's you guys, next year it's Calvary, next year it's Country Day, I mean, and Christian. It goes back and forth. I mean, I know it's not one of the questions, but it's a constant rivalry every game you guys play. I mean, what's it like playing in your career, basketball or soccer, playing Christian and Calvary all the time? Because you don't just play them once. You play them 2, 3, 4 times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so much fun to play those teams, because some of the other schools we play, like the smaller county schools, you know, it's not as much of a challenge for us. And, you know, we don't really know them, so it's not a rivalry game. But to have a team that's pretty equal with us and a rival, it's just a lot of fun to play those games, because, you know, anybody could win it and any goal could go in at any given moment. So it's just a lot of fun.
Any of those girls on your club team?
No, nobody here plays the club with me. But when we played Richmond Hill, I know Nia Gordon pretty well, and we've competed against each other before, so that was pretty cool. And Emma Holtzclaw used to play club with me, and she's my teammate, but nobody else has played club with me.
Well, talk about your teammates. Who else, like Emma Holtzclaw? Talk about your teammates. Who else is having a good year?
We're having a lot of players on my team are having a good year. Emma Holtzclaw is kind of my right-hand man in the midfield. She's doing a great job. She sees the field really well. She can score goals. She's a very dangerous player. Anna Bolch is a freshman up top we have. She's really coming on. She's very capable of scoring. She's a very dangerous player, and she can run at people. She's very fast. She can do a lot of different things. We have two really strong outside mids. Kate Rangos brings a lot of speed on the right side, and then on the other side we have Caroline Szczynski, who's doing a great job. And then we also have Kirby Wheat's had two great games. She's our outside back. She's been phenomenal in both the past two games, Calvary and St. Vincent's. And then also we have Chandler Royal in the back, who I'm sure you know. She's a great athlete, and she's just doing a very, very good job in the back, you know, keeping us together. And then last night, our other outside back, Brennan Nugara, who's a sophomore, had a fantastic game. She kind of shut down Sarah Stewart for the most part, who's a very good soccer player, so she was doing a great job. And then we have Landry Rushing, who's our holding center mid, who's just a very strong force back there. So overall, we're doing pretty well. And also, we've got two goalies that work hard at practice, Jennifer Perkle and Allison Palmer, who split halves, and they're just doing a really good job too. So overall, I'd say our team is pretty strong.
You sure you're not the coach? I mean, you just reeled off all the players on the team. Great job. Great job. And you weren't even prepared with questions, so I'm pretty impressed. But as you can tell, you like your teammates. You know your teammates in and out, and that's what makes a team special when you guys do that, which we know that you were one of the players on the basketball team. Good run to the playoffs, but I guess you hated to see it end like that, eh?
Yeah, it's kind of tough to play your last game at home with a great crowd there to lose against your rival, Calgary. You know, they were a great team this year. I can't I thought they, you know, they kind of outplayed us in that game. They definitely outshot us. So I couldn't take that victory away from them. But it was definitely a good game, and I wish I could take it back. We could play again because I think it might have fallen a different way. But can't do that, unfortunately.
It's tough when, you know, the last game you lose of your career, you know. But once again, great career basketball-wise, soccer-wise. And I'm talking to Bree Carney, the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week from Savannah Country Day Soccer. So basketball, soccer, take up. Do you have time to do anything else in school? Do you belong to any clubs? I mean, Savannah Country Day, small private school. You got to be involved in other stuff, too.
Yeah, I'm actually the vice president of our class. So I did a lot of stuff last year, planning the prom, and this year with some stuff for, like, senior year. So that's really all I have time for. Other than that, I wish I could get involved with some more stuff, but that's about it as far as other extracurriculars go.
Well, I do apologize. I jumped the question, which is I probably got to order on that list too, but your head coach, your soccer coach, okay? Tell us about your soccer coach. It's still David Hooker?
Yes, it's Mr. Hooker.
Tell us how you feel about him, what he does for your soccer team and the soccer program at Country Day.
You can tell just by spending 5 minutes with Mr. Hooker on the soccer field that he loves soccer so much, and he's just really passionate about the game and really wants all of us to do our best. And he knows exactly what to do with certain players and in certain situations, and he's just he's very, I think he's gets across to us, and he's always positive and always wants us to be our best. And so, you know, I just think his passion for the game definitely translates to the players, and it's just he's a very positive force out there.
Oh, he's got a good team, and he's doing a great job with you guys 2 years in a row. Last year to the finals, Coach Park, Coach Mock and Coach Parker with the basketball team. Now, tell us why Wake Forest. I mean, Division One, big-time soccer program, ACC. You got to be an outstanding soccer player to get there, and congratulations again. Why Wake Forest?
There's a lot of reasons. First, from an academic standpoint, it's just a really great school. You know, I don't know if I could get in there without soccer. It's just a really great school. And
well, I got to tell you, Bree, if your grades weren't up there, you wouldn't be going there. So your grades do play a big role in you getting into Wake Forest for soccer.
Well, yeah, I guess so. But then
yeah, I guess so.
And then from a soccer standpoint, they're, you know, Division One ACC is the best conference in women's soccer. You know, conference even touches the ACC. So just to be able to play against the best players in the country is going to be a great opportunity for me. And they always do very well in the ACC. They had a bit of a rough year this year because they had a lot of freshmen starting. But in previous years, you know, they've been, you know, number one in the ACC. They've been a number one seed in the NCAA tournament. They made the NCAA tournament 17 years in a row.
Wow.
You know, so just a really good program. And then the coaches are fantastic. You know, I can tell that they are really care about the team and want the team to be a family. And they really care about each and every player in addition to being coaches that know how to win. So I just think overall it's just a really good fit for me.
Nice, nice. And, you know, people don't realize that, you know, soccer, college soccer is played in the fall. And I say this all the time to parents, to kids, you have to go to camps to be seen. And that's how you'll go into Wake Forest, because you went to their soccer camp and the coach noticed you. And I had two boys back at Groves that went to two different camps and got seen at camps. So going to camps does help, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Camps is a huge part of the recruiting process. It's kind of, my process kind of started, I would email the coach, tell him I was playing here at big tournaments, and they would come out, you know. But there's only so much the coach can see from you in a game, because he's got, you know, probably 50 other girls that emailed him that he's got to go see as well. So, you know, he might be there for 10 minutes and you got to be on in those 10 minutes. But when you get into a camp environment, you're with them for 3 days. They can see you in games, they can see you in training, they can just see how you interact with other players. And then, so that's a really good way for coaches to see you. So I went to they have like these 1 day ID camps that are during the school year. So I went to one of those, and then they invited me back to the summer camp. So I went for that, and that was a 3 day camp. And then on the second evening, that's when they asked me to come play for them, which was a huge moment in my career and
nice.
Something I'll never forget.
Nice. So if you're listening, parents, I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to Carl DeMasi Sports Report. We're at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. I'm talking to Bree Carney. Just signed a national letter of intent to play soccer at Wake Forest. She goes to Savannah Country Day School, plays team soccer, travel soccer, or club soccer, as we call it. Camps do help out. So take that into notice. If your kid wants to go somewhere, they want to go to Georgia, they want to go to Wake Forest, they want to go to Georgia Tech, you got to get to a camp. All right, well, got to wrap this up. 3 years. I don't know. How long have you been at Savannah Country Day?
I've been at Country Day since I was in fourth grade. So long time.
Long time. Yeah, let's go. Speak about your experience at Country Day and what has Country Day meant to Bree Carney.
It's an amazing school and an amazing atmosphere to be in, because academically they always push you to be, you know, your best. And if you don't, and if you think it's too hard, then they just push you to be better. And they're never gonna, and they always want you to reach your full potentials. And the teachers are all really, really very, very strong teachers, and they care about, you know, each individual student. But also, the community is really close. And like, one thing I always think of when I think about the Country Day community is our last basketball game against Calvary, and we had almost 1,000 people at that game. And I still have people today that would come up to me and be like, wow, that was an amazing game, I'm so glad I was there. And just the people in the community that just love the sports and love the teams and love the athletes and the students, it's just amazing to have that support system around you.
Great experience, eh?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, you've done an outstanding job on the basketball court, on the soccer field. You're one of the best athletes in the area. So, you know, great accomplishment. And that's why when you signed that national antenna, I said, I got to get this girl on. I also had a little pleasure of teaching her driver's ed, and it was a lot of fun with her that summer. Her and her girlfriends, okay? It's things you never forget. But hopefully your driving's going good, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, but anyway, great athlete. Once again, Bree Carney has just signed a national intent to play soccer at Wake Forest. That's why you're this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week for April 18th. Brianna Carney from Savannah Country Day Soccer. And once again, here's from Dr. Bart Weatherington.
Thank you.
Great job put up on with all your other trophies, but you're making us proud. And a lot of success up there at Wake Forest.
Thank you.
Go Demon Deacons. Once again, if your back hurts, another body part hurts all the time, it makes you mad, the pain drives you crazy, you just want to pick something up and throw it across the room, if you can, while at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and, of course, achieve a healthier life. The Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic is now located in two locations. Okay, one is at 329 Eisenhower Drive right here in Savannah, Georgia, or jump on the Pula Parkway, go to Pula, Georgia, go to 114 Canal Street, Suite 603, and visit Dr. Bart Weatherington. Dr. Bart Weatherington is a big supporter of sports in this area, so once again, I got to thank Dr. Bart Weatherington. So visit Dr. Bart Weatherington at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic for all your chiropractic needs. Next up, I know I'm a little over time. I hope this man waits. He's probably got a lot going on. We're going to talk a little Savannah Standout Baseball with the new manager, Jose Laguerre. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio, AM 1400, 104.3 FM, all brought to you by Optum Orthopedics. And remember, it's all on ESPNCoastal.com.
And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM WSEG. Great interview with a young lady that just left, Bree Carney, our Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. She just signed a national letter of intent to go play at Wake Forest. And you got to have the skills and you got to have the grades to play in an NCAA Division I program, especially up there at Wake Forest. The ACC is one of the best women's soccer conferences in the United States. Well, let's talk a little about what's going on here in Savannah, Georgia. Got a chance to watch the last four innings of the Savannah Sandnats game last night against the Charleston River Dogs. Young squad, new manager, coming off a good season last year again. Luis Rojas has moved up in the New York Mets organization, and we bring in a new manager this year, and he's joining us on the ESPN Radio Savannah Boost Mobile Hotline. And remember, Boost Mobile, get Boost Mobile and be heard. And I got to pronounce his name right. And that's the new manager for the Savannah Sandnats, Jose Laguerre. Did I get it right, Coach?
You got it right.
You got it right. I know when the first time I met you, I called you Jose LaRue, and that was the first baseman, right?
Yes.
So,
our first baseman, yeah.
But anyway, once again, welcome to Savannah, Georgia. Welcome to be part of the Savannah community and, of course, being part of the New York Mets organization. Once again, it's got to be a big congratulations moving up. And so tell us, how did you wind up with the Mets? And people don't know, I also got a good part of it. You're familiar with Georgia.
Yes, I am. Yeah, I am. I was born in the Dominican Republic, and I got recruited to come to Middle Georgia College. So I went to Middle Georgia College for the first 2 years, and I finished at Georgia College and State University for my last 2 years before I signed with the Minnesota Twins.
And how was your career with the Minnesota Twins? Minor league, do you ever make it to the majors? Tell us about your career with the Twins.
Oh, minor leagues. I got to play double A for a little bit, but mostly high A. And it was a short career. I played 4 years. And last year I was hurt, unfortunately, and spent more time in the training room than I did on the field. But learned a lot, and I coached with them for 1 year before I joined the Mets organization.
Once again, I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM. Joining us on the Boost Mobile Hotline is the new manager for the Savannah Sanettes, Jose Lahir. So how did you get into – what made you want to get into the coaching aspect of it or being a manager? I mean, you played baseball all your life, and now, you know, minor league baseball is tough sometimes, and then you want to do it some more. How did you come up with that decision?
It could be tough, but it's just I think I developed a passion for the game and just playing the game. I always was one of the players that I always liked to help other players and with different aspects of the game and kind of do a teaching part. So I think I got that on me, and I just decided, you know what, I think I can make a career out of this. And I was first offered to scout for the Minnesota Twins, and they said, you can either be a scout or a coach. And I said, you know what, I like to be on the field. I like to be more involved with the players and the daily basis and be there under the sun more. So that's why I decided to go that way.
Now, where did you start out first? Did you start coaching just a bench coach? Did you start on a baseline? How did the coaching career start?
Excuse me?
Like when they asked you to be a coach, were you just a position coach? Were you a hitting coach? Did you coach?
I was a hitting coach in the Dominican Republic. That was Dominican Summer League. I was down there for 1 year as a hitting coach, and then I signed with the Mets as a manager. I managed there for 2 years before I came to the United States.
And after you got out of the Dominican Republic, where'd they send you?
Kingsport, Tennessee. I was there for 3 years, the last three seasons.
Were you the head coach? Were you just an assistant coach?
Yes, I was the manager. I've been managing for this is my sixth year managing.
Wow! So you got 2 years in the Dominican Republic, then you jump up to Kingsport. So tell us what the difference is between the rookie league, which is Kingsport, and now coming up to the A league, or they call low A, and you got a high A. I don't know why they call it that, but tell us what the difference is going from Kingsport to Savannah, Georgia.
Well, the maturity of the players. Players, they know the game a little better, and they're a little bit more consistent at this level that they were in Kingsport. You see a lot of mistakes. You see games being a little slower and a little fast at the same time for some of the guys that are first signed. But right now we have some players that have played in the GCL. Some of them play with me in Kingsport. Some of them play in Brooklyn, so it's like this is their fourth level. So you see the difference here, and you see a little bit more better pitching, definitely better hitting, and all around you start getting better as you move up.
So you see more maturity physically and mentally in the ball players. And once again, I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio, AM 1400, 104.3 FM. We're talking to the new Savannah Sanettes manager, Jose Lahir. He's coming up. He's taken over Luis Rojas' spot for 3 years, who's been here. He's moved up in the Mets organization. So tell us about your philosophy dealing with these young guys and getting them to believe in what they got to do, the little things right for the game of baseball. Tell us what your philosophy is with the game of baseball and your players.
Well, all I ask the players is just to give their best, you know, get to the park early and do what you got to do before 7 o'clock. That's what matters. You put your time in during practice. Give me 100%. You practice like you would doing the game, and then things are gonna be fine during the game. I just ask to have fun during the game. Because to me, it's all about practice. It's all about your mental preparation before the game. Talent is only going to take you to a certain place, but obviously your effort, your in a consistent basis is what matters, and that's what I ask for them. I ask them to practice hard, to enjoy the game, you know, because at times, well, the baseball game can be a little boring, you know, 140 games, and they have to come to the park every day. It can get a little boring, so we like to have fun. when we are there, we like to enjoy the game, no matter what the situation is, no matter what the score is. And that's my philosophy, just be on time, work hard, and play the game the right way.
Once again, that's Jose LaHare, the new manager of the Savannah Sanats, our local professional baseball team here in Savannah, Georgia. He's joining us from Kingsport, Tennessee, where he's manager there for 3 years. And all right, so give a big shout-out to some of your players. Who are you expecting to get big things from? Because we know the Mets organization, DeGroom and Familia and Flores came through Savannah, Georgia. What can we expect from this year's team? Who's going to be standouts?
Well, you got to be looking for our starting pitchers. We got Oswald, who's our main starter, Brad Wick, Casey Meissner, Josh Privo, Martir Arias, and Scarlett Reyes. That's our starting rotation. I'm very pleased with what I've seen from them, and they've been doing good. I think it's only going to get better. Some of the hitters that stick out are Wilmer Becerra, John Mora, and Giancarlo Rodriguez. He plays in the infield. Mora is our center field, and Wilmer Becerra is our right fielder. And they are some of the players that are, along with the other players, obviously, on the whole team, from what I've seen right now, is coming along, but these kids are the ones that stick out more.
Well, you know, you also have a good coaching staff too. Two of the guys come back from last year. So tell us about your coaching staff now.
Oh, Mark Valdez, he's coming back from last year. He's our pitching coach. He's been in the Mets organization for over 8 years now, and he's been around. He's a former major league pitcher. He pitched with the Marlins and the Expos, and he's done a great job. He did a good job last year. Got a young pitching staff now, and he's been working with them. And we have also Valentino Pascucci, he's our hitting coach. He played in the big leagues with the Expos also and the New York Mets, and he's coming back for his second year as a coach and in his second year repeating here in Savannah.
Well, you know, behind every good manager are his coaches. Valdez and Pastucci have both done a great job here with Rojas. And now you're coming towards you only got, I think, 8 games under your belt. You got another 130-something to go. What can we expect out of the Sanats under Jose LaHare for the rest of the year?
Well, they only getting better. I'll tell you what, we have a good combination of young and some veteran familiar faces coming back. I believe we have four players coming back from last year. But all the rest of the players, they all pretty young. They're coming mostly from Brooklyn and Kingsport, and it's a good mix. They're starting to get to know each other. They're starting to play together. They start to understand each other. So it takes time, you know. Right now, our record is 3-5, but it's only going to get better, and I'm expecting a lot from this team.
Well, Jose, we wish you the best of luck. I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to Carl DeMasi Sports Report. I'm talking to Jose LaHare, the new Savannah Sanats manager. He is a Georgia boy already. But tell us quickly how you like Savannah versus Middle Georgia and Georgia State and College up there in Milledgeville.
Oh, my God. I love it. I love Savannah. I love the city. The first 3 days that before the season started that we came here, I stayed at a hotel right by the river downtown, and it was beautiful. Just walking around the city, the great city. Can't wait till my family gets here so I can take in around downtown, because it's a beautiful city, and I'm really happy and overwhelmed to be here.
Jose LaHare, I appreciate you coming up on a Saturday morning after a game last night. Great game. I was there, Coach. I'm a big baseball fanatic, and I'll sit there any day to watch minor league baseball, major league baseball, but keep up the great work. And once again, have a lot of fun in Savannah, and good luck.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
Have a good one, Coach. Good luck tonight.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You got it.
Bye.
And once again, that's Jose LaHare, not Legere, like I was saying, LaHare. He's the new manager for the Savannah Sanats. And like I said in the first hour, come on, people, get out there and support the Sanats. We got a lot of young talent. We're going to see up in the major leagues, and we could say they came through Savannah, Georgia. And whatever happens, happens. I don't really care, because you know what? The Sanats are here, and that's who I'm going to be rooting for. So next up, we got to wrap up the show. It goes really quick. PJ Zucco down there controlling the board, always doing a great job. And once again, this is the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, brought to you by
Optum Orthopedics right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM. And I'm going to say, go Nats!
At Calvary Day School, we want our students to be fully equipped on the cutting edge of academics, making a difference in our world. Your child will grow academically, physically, socially, and spiritually. At Calvary, it's so good to be able to say we are one school with one mission and one vision. Faith, academics, excellence, building champions through Christ. Calvary Day School. We would consider it a privilege to meet with your family personally. Call Kim Rice, Director of Admissions, at 351-2299.
For over half a century, when it comes to uniforms, sporting goods, and trophies, Thompson's is Savannah's choice. From cleats to caps, Thompson's has you covered with the biggest name brands, Nike, Under Armour, Easton, and dozens more. At locally owned Thompson's Sporting Goods and Trophies, everyone's a winner with the best prices on the best gear from the best names. Right now, buy a pair of cleats and get a t-shirt free. Look for Thompson's right behind Sears in the Oglethorpe Mall in the old Russell's location. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, and Saturday, 10 to 4, Thompson's Sporting Goods and Trophies.
And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And welcome back. I'm Carl DeMasi to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM. And once again, it's all brought to you by Optum Orthopedics. Got to thank Jose LaHare, the new Savannah Sanats manager, for coming on. They'll play tonight home, 6:05, fireworks after the game. So once again, great job. I only got about 2 minutes left here. I got to say a big thank. Before I say any thank yous, I got to give a big shout out. We got the Savannah Channing County Public School System Department Athletics Golf Classic. It's April 25th. Please go to the website. Go to Savannah Channing County Public Schools Athletics website. We still got a lot of spots. We got some spots left open for the golf tournament next Saturday at Bacon Park. There are a few slots for four teams. Get out there. Once again, I got to give a big shout out to Tim Adams, AD over at H.V. Jenkins High School. He's also putting on a big, big football clinic, and it's the Coaches for Curing Cancer football clinic. It'll be May 15th and 16th. Coaches Clinic, Willie Fritz is coming. Mike Seawalk, Stetson's Brian Young, who also is a Groves, former Groves Rebel. He'll be here. Franklin Stevens from Ware County. Russ Probst from Colquitt County. Our own Danny Britt from B.C., Benedictine state champion. Savannah Christian, former state champion football coach. Donald Chumley, he is a state champion football coach. So we got a lot of people coming in. Dr. Nicholas Murray coming in from Concussion Research, Georgia Southern. So once again, we got the Savannah Chatham County Public School Golf Classic next Saturday. Go online. Few teams left. Get involved. Support our kids. Give us some little help getting some more stuff for our kids. And, of course, great calls. And all the proceeds from the Coaches for Curing Cancer goes to Curing Cancer. Well, it flies by. PJ Zucco down there in the Golden Isle. Great job. Always appreciate you, buddy. Keep up the great work. We got a lot going on here in Savannah, Georgia. Make sure you're following the Heritage. We got Brian Harmon over there, 10 strokes back, but he made the cut. We got Gene Sowers up in Atlanta playing in a Champions Tour meet. He's only two off the pace. So great job there. Once again, every Saturday morning right here on ESPN Radio, you can listen to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report brought to you by Optum Orthopedics. And remember, whatever you may be doing, always, always hit it out of the park. And until next weekend, have a lot of fun. We'll see you then. The Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM.
This has been the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.